一起默祷。
Spring silence。
阿门。哈利路亚，奉主是圣名，继续我们下午的聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we continue our afternoon session.
我们唱诗107首。
Sing hymn 107.
Kneel down and pray. 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。哈利路亚！奉主圣名，继续我们下午的学习。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our afternoon studies.
那我们今天早上跟大家谈到启示录里面七个福气哦。
And this morning we talked about the seven blessings.
Oh, 我们今天早上讲到有七个福气，讲到四个。
And we talked about four of them.
那我们今天下午呢？我们下午就继续来把这底下的剩下的三个福气把它讲完哦。
And so we're going to continue speaking about the remaining three blessings in Revelation.
那在我们谈其他的三个福气以前哦。
And before we start talking about that,
因为我们发觉说那个启，我们刚刚有讲说启示录哈大家觉得好像是很难读的一卷呐。
And we all felt that the book of Revelation is a difficult book to read.
所以刚刚有些信徒就来跟我说，哎呀，他有读启示录看不明白，看不懂看得很辛苦啊。
And there are members that came forward to me before saying that they've studied Revelations, but it's very difficult and it's hard to understand.
So if you feel that reading the book of Revelation is hard,
if you feel that you cannot understand it well,
看完之后你还是不会
and even after reading it through, you still don't understand,
没有关系哦
it's okay.
我也是这样子哦
I'm the same way.
所以启示录本来就不容易了解啊
and because the book of Revelation is difficult book to understand.
所以在这里想跟大家分享一下那个启示录可以用另外一种的方法来看。
And so I'd like to share with all of you that there's another way of studying the book of Revelation.
我们通常读圣经就是从什么第一章第一节开始这样一直往下看嘛，对不对
？And when we read the Bible, usually we read from chapter 1, verse 1, and so on.
但是如果你用这种方法来读启示录你就累了。
But if you use this method to read Revelation, you're gonna be very tiring.
而且读到最后，你不知道，你会不知道自己在读什么。
And even until the end, you would not know what you're reading.
所以读启示录要先找一个主题，你要找一个主题哦。
And so reading Revelations, you have to find a main topic.
你就把那个主题整个启示录里面关于这个主题的，全部把它抓出来，变成一个。一个题组一个完整的题目哦。
And so that after discovering that main topic, you would try to find the relevant verses and put and group them together.
像我们今天这个启示录的七福，这就是一个题目
And just like the seven blessings in Revelations, this would be considered a topic.
哦，所以你就把这个圣经里面有讲到这个有福、有福、有福拿出来，哎，这就是一个你可以挑出来的一个主题。
So anytime when you see the word blessing in the book of Revelation, you would pick them out and group them in that under that subject.
哦，你会发觉说这个启示录有很多很多这样子的这个、主题哦。
And you would discover that book of Revelation has many main topics.
那借着来查考这些主题哈、哦，你一个主题一个主题这样子去看哈、哦，可以让你对启示录有了解。
And by studying the main topics one at a time, it would give you a more comprehensive understanding.
好像我在读启示录、哦、我不会去看什么哎呀以后预言啊将来发生我不看这个的。
And when I'm reading Revelations, I would not care about the prophecies or any future events.
哇什么天要什么星辰坠落啊什么河要变成血 啊那个看不懂啦。
Or the stars would be falling, or the river would turn into blood, I cannot understand that.
啊看得懂也没有用啊那个是将来的事情啊。
And even if you understand it, that would be talking about the future. So,
但是哦，我们如果把启示录的几个题目把它抓出来哦。
But if we could pick out a few of the topics from Revelations.
然后哦，就只针对那个题目，像有福有福有福哦，把它抓出来之后，你就哎对这个启示录的福气，你就有一个认识了。
And so you'd be studying it based on the things that's relating to the topic, for instance, blessing. Then you would have a better understanding.
哦，这启示录当中还有很多题目哦。
And there are many other topics.
哦，我在这里跟大家讲几个题目。
And I will tell you a few of them.
然后我会请你们当中的几个人哈、哦、回去做功课。
And I would invite a few of you to go home and do some work.
啊，回去做一下。哎，启示录里面这个主题在讲什么？下次有机会跟大家一起分享哦。
And you have to study what this main topic in Revelation talks
about. 好像你读启示录可以读启示录的七教会。
You could study about the seven churches.
哦，就是把那个前面哈、哦，启示录它一开始就讲到有七间教会哦。
In the beginning, it talked about the seven different churches.
那你如果把这七间教会把它排一排，把它排起来哦。
If you arrange them in order.
哦，然后去对比比较一下。
And you make comparisons.
哦，你就可以看到说啊，神对教会的期望是什么。
And you will see what the expectation of God has towards the church.
哦，可以看到说教会的问题是什么，要怎么处理。
And you will see the problem arising among church.
哦，谁要做这个题目
？And who wants to do that?
谁要回去比较这个启示录的七教会啊
？And who wants to make this comparison of the seven different churches?
啊、王兄、啊、回去做功课啊！啊，回去做功课啊！启示录的七教会啊！
哦、oh, ，so you have to do homework and、
我要写下来。
Relating to that topic，
那个谁帮我记录一下？那个喜会哈、啊，帮我记录一下。我们请王弟兄来、做这个启示录的七教会哈、啊，要交功课哦。
And please take some notes.
哦，然后在启示录里面 我们再讲第二个题目哈、哦。
And so, let's talk about the second topic.
你们啊，聚会都太好命了，都坐在那里听就好了哈、哦。
And because all of you are so lucky, all you have to do is just sit there and listen.
做功课啊。
You have to do some work.
好，我们看启示录的第五章哦。
Revelations chapter 5.
啊，从第四章开始啊，从第四章。的第八节哦
Book of Revelation chapter 4 verse
8启示录第八节这里、哦、有一首歌叫做圣哉圣哉圣哉主神是昔在今在以后永在、啊、这是第八节这叫做圣哉歌
Holy, the song of Holy. And this is the song of Holy、
啊、那第十一节第四章
And chapter 4 verse 11.
啊，十一节哈，我们的主，我们的神是配得荣耀的，这个叫做创造歌。
And this is the song of creation.
然后在第九节哈。
And verse 9.
他们唱新歌，说哒哒哒哒哒，这个叫新歌哈。
And this is the new song.
啊，然后再看第十二节。
And verse 12.
啊，这个是被杀的羔羊是配得什么什么什么什么什么什么七样哈，这个叫做七颂歌。
And this is the seven different theme songs.
啊，然后最后在十三节说愿颂赞荣耀归于哈，这个叫做荣耀歌哈。
And this one is talking about the song of glory.
啊，所以在第四章跟第五章这里有一个宝座前的五首歌。
And so chapter 4 and chapter 5 is talking about the five songs in front of the holy throne.
这五首歌都是在宝座之前唱的。
And this is in front of the holy throne.
叫做宝座前的五首歌。
And this is the five songs in front of the holy throne.
谁要做这个功课？把它比较一下，那个它有没有一个什么顺序啊？
Who wants to do this assignment? And we're looking for... categories, different,
这个
order.
它这五首歌里面有没有一个顺序哈？到底这五首歌要讲什么
？And is there a place and order pertaining to the five songs? What are they talking about?
谁要做这个功课
？And who wants to do this assignment?
国州哈？国州做这个功课哈？
国州。
好，再下来哈，我们看第四章。
And chapter four.
第四章的第四节。
And chapter four, verse four.
他说宝座周围有24个座位，其上坐着24个长老，身穿白衣哦，身穿白衣哦。这里哦，启示录的白衣又是另外一个主题哦。
And so the white garment in Revelation is another topic.
这个中文里面都是用白衣啦。
And in Chinese it's white garment.
但是其实在希腊文里面它其实是不同的字哦。
But in Greek is a different format.
所以启示录里面有好几种不一样的白衣。
And so in the book of Revelation there are different types of white
garment. 这个白衣代表的意思都不一样哦。
And they represent different meanings.
所以我们需要一个讲英文的来做这个启示录的白衣哦。
And so we need somebody that speaks English to do this assignment.
这个启示录白衣哦，但你要把那个白衣这个字哦。这个全部把它列出来
，and you have to rearrange all the white garments in order.
最好是查一下希腊文它的哪些白衣是一样的，哪些白衣是不一样的。
Maybe you could study the Greek text to find out which are the same words.
你就会发觉说，一个基督徒需要穿不一样的白衣。
And you will realize that a Christian needs to put on different white clothing.
有一种白衣是你信主就自动有的。
And one type is once you believe, you would have that.
有一种是你要有义行披戴这个白衣。
And another time you have to do the works of righteousness, and then you would have the white garment placed upon.
有一个白衣是你需要用洗，要把它洗干净的。
And then there's another type of white garment that you have to wash it white.
所以我们把那个启示录的白衣列一列又是一个主题啊。
And so if we could categorize the white garment subject, and there will be another topic.
这个我们请 Nancy 来做。
And we will invite Nancy to do this assignment.
不要紧张啊，这个就是你把白衣列一列，然后去比较一下这个白衣有什么不一样就好了。
So you have to just make different placements of the white garments and make comparisons.
好，那再下一个。
And next one.
第六节
Verse 6.
宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶
And before the throne, there was what looked like seas of glass, clear as crystal.
这个启示录里面有讲到海，启示录中的海。
And it talked about the sea in Book of Revelation.
它有不一样的海。
And there are different types of seas.
代表不一样的事情。
Representing different things.
在这里讲说是一个玻璃海。
And here is the sea of glass.
又有那个火，海上有火。
And there's also fire upon the sea.
又有那个死人，里面有死，要交出死人的海来。
And there's also seas that has to give out the dead.
我们就来比较一下启示录的海。
So we have to make comparison of the meaning sea in Revelations.
谁要做这个功课
？And who wants to do that?
这个比较简单，这个只有大概三个地方还是四个地方而已。
And this is a lot easier because it's only three or four different places.
谁要做启示录中的海
？And who wants to do that？
思通怎么不见了？这样子他太太做了姐妹你做了好，启示录中的海。
And
你可以叫他做，你可以叫他做，对对对，你可以叫他做。
The sea in Book of Revelations.
好。这个是林思通的夫妻档负责这一个。
And there are husband and wife that will be handling this.
好，那我们再看一下第四节第四章第四节。
And let's read chapter 4 verse 4.
他说其上坐着24个长老，身穿白衣，头上戴着金冠冕。那个金冠冕呢
？And the golden crown.
你是用 crown 吗？
crowns of gold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 好，在这里哦，圣那个启示录里面有讲到不同的冠冕。
And in Revelation, it talks about different types of crowns.
好，那个这个你又要去查一查那个，哎，原来那个希腊文里面这个冠冕是不同字哦。
And so in Greek language, the crown represent different words.
哦，这个又是另外一个功课，你要去查一查圣经里启示录里面有不一样的冠冕。
And you have to do some research that there are different types of crown in Revelations.
哦，长老也戴冠冕啊。
And elders wear a crown.
哎，启示录里面那个野兽啊，那个兽也戴冠冕啊。
And even the beast will wear a crown.
啊，这个冠冕啊，有什么不一样
？And what are the different meanings of the crown?
来，这个谁要做
？And who wants to do this?
啊，莎莉啦。啊，
Sally.
要请莎莉来做启示录的冠冕哦。
And Sally, you'll be doing the comparison of the crowns.
哦，啊，还要不要？这里面题目很多啊。
And anybody else wants to take another subject?
哦，里面这个其实哦，你把这些题目我听一听，了解一下之后，你会发觉说启示录哦，你大概懂了一大半啊。
And because after basically studying the main topics, you would realize that you would understand Revelations a lot better.
因为启示录重复出现的东西非常的多。
Because there are many things that it's constantly reappearing.
啊，但是它重复的时间跟重复的目的是不一样的。
And so the time frame when they appear and then the meaning that they appear.
哦，所以你如果把它排一排。
And maybe we can make a few lines.
你就会在中间找到一些教训。
And you will find some teaching among them.
第一次、第二次、第三次，一样的东西为什么代表不一样的事情
？And first event, second event, third event. Why is it the same object, but it's telling the different meanings?
哦，所以啊，这样子，哎，读一读之后啊，我们就会有一点了解哈。
And so after we read this, we will gain better understanding.
那我们最后来做一个那个启示录的印记啊。印记
，and we will talk about the seal.
哦，我们没有要 talk about 啦，就是哦，最后一个功课啦，启示录的印记哦。
Give this out as assignment.
哦，这个有不，
seal.
这个里面有不同的印记啊。
And there are different types of seals.
印不同的人。
To place it on among different people.
啊，印下去之后有不同的结果。
And once the seal is laid, there are different results.
啊，我们就来啊，把它比一比哈，啊，到底有什么不一样
？And so we should compare and what's the difference among the seals.
啊，谁要做这个功课
？And who wants to do this?
啊，李娟吧，就是你啦。
And Sister 李娟。
啊，好，你看我很 nice 啊，我都。我才挑这么几个而已哈。
So I'm very nice, only pick out a few for
you. 哦，其实啊，在里面至少可以，我至少可以找出四五十个哦，大家每个人都可以做一个啊。
I could probably find 40 or 50 main topics, and every one of you would have something to do.
哦，但是啊，启示录里面啊，你如果要聊要认识启示录哦。
But if you really want to understand Revelation,
哦，用这种主题式的查考会比较好。
And if you use the system to studying the main topic,
啊，因为你哦用读的从头读到尾会读不懂哦。
And because if you try to read from the beginning till the end, you would not understand it.
啊，或者你读完之后你不知道自己为什么在读这个。
Or after you finish browsing through, you don't know why you what you just read.
哦，所以我们就是把这些主题拿出来，然后写下来说。这里面有什么样的教训可以让我学习的就好了。
So we will pick out the main topics and then we will study and the different types of teaching.
好，那我们看回来启示录的第二十章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 20.
启示录的第二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
启示录的第二十章的第六节。
Revelation chapter 20 verse 6。
第六节，在头一次复活有份的人有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王一千年。哈，那这里说啊，这是第五个启示录里面的第五个福气。
And so this is talking about the fifth blessing in Revelation.
在这里啊，也是我们常常讲到的这个千禧年的千禧王国啊。
And this is what we talked about the thousand-year-old kingdom.
啊，师通你来了哈，你有功课你知道哈。
Please remember that you have an assignment.
啊，你有功课哦，你太太会跟你讲哦。 哦，这里在讲的，就是我们常讲的千禧年的千禧王国啦。
And so this is the thousand years kingdom that we always talk about.
那你说跑来问我说，传道千禧年是什么？
And so many people ask me the question, Pastor, what is the meaning for a thousand years?
啊，我跟你讲说，你想这么多干什么？
And so I said to them, why are you thinking so much?
哦，我研究很久，研究不出来耶。
And they would say that they've been studying for a long time, they don't understand.
啊，研究不出来就不要看啦，就是这样，就不要研究啦。
And so if you don't understand it, then there's no point of studying.
哦，千禧年是什么？
And what is a thousand years?
啊，就是一段时间嘛。
And this is a time frame.
一段神与那个一段啊，那个信仰发展的时间。
And this is a time frame where a faith is being developed.
啊，一段那个福音自由的时间。
And this is a time frame of the freedom of religion.
哦，是可以同基督一同作王的时间哦。
And that this is a time frame that you could be king with Christ.
哦，在这里说啊，什么样的人是有福的？
And here talks about who are the blessed people.
哦，在这里说啊，在头一次复活的人是有福的。
And those who have part in the first resurrection.
啊，什么叫做头一次复活啊？
And what does it mean by first resurrection?
哦，那代表说人啊，可能要活两次啊。
So it talks about that a man would live twice.
哦，所以才会有第一次的复活。
So that's why you would have a first resurrection.
啊，既然有第一次的复活，一定有第一次的死啊。
So if you have a first resurrection, that means you have a first death.
啊，如果你没有死，你为什么需要复活？
So if you didn't, you're not died, you didn't die, then why would you need to resurrect?
哦，所以啊，第一次复活讲的是什么？
And so what is this resurrection talking about?
不是讲我们的这个身体啦。
It's not talking about the flesh.
啊，我们都还活着嘛。
Because we are all alive.
哦，所以我们活着，我们就不需要复活啦。
And so if we're alive, we don't need to be resurrected.
啊，什么样的人需要复活？
And what type of people that would be resurrected?
死掉的人。
And the people that have died.
啊，我们都还活着啊。
And because we are all alive.
那我们需要第一次的复活吗？
And do we need first resurrection?
哦，需要哦。
We do.
啊，为什么需要第一次的复活？
And why do we need that?
因为当人犯罪得罪神的时候。
Because when men sin against God.
哦，人啊，犯罪了就背弃，就离开了神的面。
And because once they've sinned, they were condemned, and then they had to depart away
from the face of God. 哦，所以在神的眼里，全部都死掉了，全部通通死掉了。
And so in God's eyes, everything was.Had died.
哦，这是第一次的死，就是得罪神，里面那个人啊，里面那个灵魂死掉了。
And this is what the first death, and which they, that the soul inside the body have died.
啊，但是这样子的死人呐、啊，这样子死掉的人呐、啊，有复活的机会哦。
And so those among the dead, they have a chance to resurrect.
哦，就是在主里啊，神的道理可以让你活过来。
And just among the Lord.That the truth will bring you back alive.
哦，神的宝血啊，主耶稣的宝血可以让你活过来。
And the precious blood of Christ will enable you to resurrect.
哦，所以什么叫做第一次的复活
？So what is the first resurrection?
就是接受正确合法的洗礼的复活。
And to accept the correct and right method of baptism.
啊，所以如果有人告诉你
，And so if people telling you
洗礼不重要，
Baptism is unimportant.
哎呀，洗礼只是宣告说我要信耶稣啦。
And so baptism only it's only telling people that you want to believe in Jesus.
如果有人这样子告诉你
，So if people telling you this way,
你要跟他讲说你乱讲。
And you have to tell them that
你胡说八道。
And this is not true.
哦，因为什么？圣经讲得很清楚哦。
And because the Bible states it very clearly.
圣经说洗礼。洗去你的罪。
Since baptism will wash away your sins.
哦，所以洗礼重不重要
？So is baptism important?
洗礼是你第一次复活的关键。
And this is a critical moment which your first resurrection.
哦，所以如果任何人告诉你说啊，洗礼啊只是一个仪式而已。
If anybody tells you that this is only a symbolic ritual,
哦，你千万不要相信他。
Do not believe them.
因为这跟圣经不一样啊。
Because they are talking about what's different from the Bible.
如果有人告诉你
，If somebody tell you,
神是爱
，God is love.
你只要爱神就好了。
And all you have to do is love God.
神看见你的内心啦。
And God will see your heart.
所以有没有洗礼，这都是表面功夫啊。
So whether you receive baptism or not, this is only on the surface.
哦，洗礼一定要去那个什么活水吗
？And do you really have to go to a living water to get baptism.
神爱我们，没有这么麻烦的。
And God loves us. I don't think it's that difficult.
哇，洒水也可以。
And I think we could draw water from the well.
游泳池也可以。
Or we could do it in the swimming swimming pool?
你说你要热水、冷水还是温水？
Do you want hot or cold or warm water?
哇，那听起来哇，你看神爱我们啊，连热水都可以啊。
And because God loves us, when we could even baptize in warm water.
听起来很好哦。
It sounds very, great.
胡说八道。
And that's, gibberish.
哦，听起来好没有用啊。
And because this is, useless.
让你觉得很方便也没有用啊。
And whatever is convenient to you is useless.
只要跟圣经只要跟圣经不一样就不行啦。
And there's a big difference with what's recorded in the Bible, and it's not good.
哦，所以你不能说我觉得这样好。
Because you cannot think that I think this is okay.
我觉得这样方便。
I think this is convenient.
啊，神觉得你这样不会得救啊。
And God feels that you would not be saved this way.
哦，所以我们今天啊，这个要讲说要有头一次复活要有份
and so that we have to have part in the first resurrection
就是要照着圣经所交代的方式接受洗礼
you have to do what's according the Bible the way of baptism
哦，这样子才能够得到福气
and that you will be blessed
哦，啊，这里啊，我们看回来启示录二十章哦
and so let's turn back to Revelation 20
启示录第二十章
Revelation chapter 20
哦，他说啊头一次复活的人有福了啊！他们第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄哦。
And that those who have part in the first resurrection, the second death has no power over them.
啊，什么叫做第二次的死
？And what does it mean for the second death?
啊，那就是我们真正身体死掉啦。
And this is when our flesh really dies.
啊，所以第一次的死是得罪神，灵魂死掉了。
And so the first death is when you sin against God, and then your soul dies.
啊，但是借着洗礼啊，让你重新又活过来了。
And through baptism, you are bring back alive.
哦，所以你第二次的死啊，就不能够就拿你没有办法了。
And so the second death cannot hold you against anything.
意思就是说啊，基督徒啊，你如果洗礼合法洗礼复活了，你就不会死了。
And that means that as Christians, if you receive the right baptism and then you died and resurrected and then you will live.
啊，你怎么说啊？传道怎么不会死？还是会死啊
？And why would you say that, Pastor? How come I would not die?、Oh, I would die.
啊，你怎么可以说不会死呢？你看，还是基督徒还是会死掉啊。
And because all Christians will die, and how why would you say that I would not die?
那个基督徒哦，得到灵魂复活之后，基督徒就不会死啦。
And if your soul resurrected as a Christian, you would not die.
啊，当我们咽下最后一口气
，And after you swallow your last breath.
啊，当我们离开这个世界。
After we departed from this world,
哦，这个不是死掉哦。
And this is not being dead.
哦，所以我们不会死的。
And so we will not be dead.
哦，我们这个叫睡着了。
And we call this asleep.
哦，是在等候一个新的开始。
We're waiting for a new beginning.
哦，所以基督徒会不会死
？And so would Christian die?
基督徒有盼望。
And as Christians, we have hope.
死亡只是一个过程，只是一个从一个空至一个地方。转到下一个地方的过程而已。
And death is only a process from one point to another.
哦，所以有什么好害怕的
？And there's nothing to be afraid of.
哦，从一个地方到一个更好的地方，那你有什么好害怕的
？From one place to even a better place. So what do you have to be afraid of?
哦，所以一个人啊，得到主耶稣宝血救赎以后
，So if a man received the precious blood, cleansing
哦，如果能够活在基督里面
，and if they could live among Christ，
啊，圣洁了
，and attain holiness，
啊，这样子第二次的死对他没有权柄啊
，and so this the second death would not have authority over him。
啊，接下来说啊，他们要做神的祭司
，and then they said that they will be the priests of God。
啊，不要与基督同作王一千年哦。
And they will be with Christ for 1,000 years.
所以啊，他们都活着，要活着是有条件的。
So they are all alive. So there's a prerequisite to that.
这里活着你有两个条件。
And there are two things.
第一个条件就是你要同做祭司。
Now you have to.
你要做祭司啊。
You have to be priest.
你要做神和基督的祭司。
You have to be priest of God.
就是要在神家有用。
And that means you have to be useful in the house of God.
什么叫做神家的祭司
？And what does it mean to be a priest in the house of God?
就是被神选出来服侍他的。
And that you were handpicked out to and chosen to serve God.
我们都今天都被神选出来了。
And we are all chosen by God.
只要被神选出来，你就有服侍他的本分。
And so if you were chosen by God, you have the duty to serve Him.
所以如果我们觉得我的责任就是来聚会。
So if we feel that our duties are just to come to service.
哇，那你就没有尽祭司的职分哦。
And you haven't done your duty as being a priest.
因为按照律法的规定
Because according to the laws and scriptures,
一个都不能跑。每一个都要做
You cannot lack one thing. You have to do everything.
每一个亚伦的子孙的男丁都必须要做祭司
All the male descendants of Aaron must be a priest.
不是你喜不喜欢哦
And it's not whether if you like it or not.
我不喜欢做祭司啦
And I don't like to be a priest.
我不要做
I don't want to do this.
这不是一个选择
This is not a choice.
神从来没有把这个选择给我们
And,God never allowed this choice for us.
你被选上了，你就有祭司的职分，是尊荣的，你必须要接受。
And once you're chosen, you have the status of priesthood, and this is noble.
所以我们每个人都必须要追求做祭司啊。
So every one of us, we have to pursue after being a priesthood.
我们来看一下启示录的第十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 11.Revelation chapter 11.
他这里说啊，第二节啊，第一节。
Verse 1.
他说有一根苇子赐给我，当作量度的杖，且有话说起来，将神的殿祭坛在殿中礼拜的人量一量。第二节。
Verse 2.
只是殿外的院子要留下来不用量，这是因为这是给外邦人的哈。他这里讲说啊，这个殿中的人啊，你要把它量一量哦。
And so it talks about the workers in the temple of God that you have to measure.
我们什么人可以在殿中
？And what type of people can be in the temple?
我们有时候有一个错误的观念啊。
And sometimes we have a misconception.
我们觉得那个圣殿是谁都可以进去的吗
？We feel that anybody could have gain free access to the temple.
其实没有其实不是
And actually, that's not the case.
其实在那希腊文里面，圣殿有两个字
And in the Greek language, there's two words for temple.
所以我们在看的时候，有时候要对照一下，圣殿是指哪一个殿
？And sometimes when we study this, we have to make the rightful comparison.
它有一个字叫做 naos
And one word is called Naos.
Naos 是指那个最中心的那个叫做圣殿的最中心。
And Naos is point directing to the most center point of the temple.
就是圣所跟至圣所的地方。
And the holy and the most holiest places.
它有另外一个字叫做 Yeron 哈。
And the other word is Yeron.
Yeron 就是整个圣殿的范围。
And Yeron is talking about the whole site of the temple.
所以我们所看到那个大部分在记载哈，大部分的记载哈。那个像耶稣都是在圣殿这个大环境的附近哦。
And most of the recording that we could see that usually Jesus usually works in the surrounding temples.
耶稣没有进过拿欧所，耶稣没有进过圣殿哦，不可以进去的。
And Jesus never entered Naos because he was not allowed to enter.
最中心的那个圣所、至圣所，普通人不可以进去的。
And the holy place and the most holy place, a common people cannot was not allowed to enter.
只有祭司才可以进去哦。
And you could only enter when you're a priest.
所以只有祭司才能进到拿欧所里面。
And so only priests are able to be allowed to enter Naos.
所以今天我们在这个 Naos 里面哈。
So we are in this Naos today.
所以今天对每一个人都有要求，你一定要做祭司，要不然你要出去的。
And so that everyone here has to be priest, otherwise you have to leave.
我们看第十五章啊。
And let's read chapter 15.
启示录的第十五章。
Revelation chapter 15.
第八节。
Verse 8.
启示录十五章第八节。
Revelation chapter 15 verse 8。
他说：“因神的荣耀和能力，殿中充满了烟，于是没有人能进殿，直到这所降的七灾完毕。”所以那个在殿里面的人出不来，在外面的人也进不去哦。
And no one was allowed to enter the temple, and people inside cannot leave.
所以因为什么？因为你是在 Naos 里面，你是在那个圣殿里面。
Because you're inside the Naos, the most holy place.
你要能够待在里面，你一定要做祭司啊。
You gotta be able to stay there, and then you have to be a priest if you want to stay.
你才有资格哈，有资格能够得救哈。
And then you will have a chance to be saved.
所以我们今天呢、啊，作为每一个基督徒哦，每一个信徒都必须要追求做祭司。
And so as a Christian, every one of us have to pursue after being a priest.
在生活当中要来服侍神。
And in our daily lives, we have to serve God.
要活出一个不一样的生命来。
We have to live out a different life.
要看见自己身上的职分。
And we have to see the elements on our body.
我是神所拣选的祭司。
I am the chosen priest by God.
所以我必须要活出一个侍奉神的人生来。
So I have to live out a life of servitude to God.
不是选择。
And this is not a choice.
没有人问你要不要
？And nobody asks you if you want this or not.
而是你必须要去做的。
And you have to do it.
你说我今天不要做祭司。
And if you said that, I don't want to be a priest.
我不要服侍神。
I don't want to serve God.
那你不能留在里面啊。
And you cannot stay here.
这是神对每一个人的要求。
And this is a request of God to everyone.
所以我们今天在这里每一位都要做祭司。
So every one of us here has to be a priest.
你用什么心态留在这里
？And what type of mindset you have?
你为什么在这里
？Why are you here?
你到底想要在这里得到什么
？What did you want to gain?
你在这里要做什么？
And what do you want to do from here?
你要做神殿中的祭司。
And you have to be the God's priest from temple.
这样你就有福了。
And this way you will be blessed.
在这里说，而且不但要做祭司，而且要与基督同作王。
So not only you have to be a priest, you have to be reign with God.
这样子才是活着哦。
And this is the way of living.
所以我们今天也要同作王啊。
So we have to reign with God.
要认清自己的身份。
And we have to understand our own status.
我们是谁
？Who are we?
神国的王子
and we are the prince in the kingdom of God.
与基督同作王，同执掌王权的。
And we reign with God, and we have authority with God.
所以我们只有认清自己的身份，才会尊重自己的身份。
We have to understand our own status to in order to make it important.
所以圣经里面告诉我们哦。
So the Bible tells us.
他说你们在吵什么
？And what are you? And he says that you guys, you everyone is arguing. What are you arguing about?
他说啊，你们以后是要审判天使的哎。
And in the future, you would have, judgment over angels.
你的位置是很尊贵，与神同掌王权的哎。
And you have a very important seat in heaven because you'll be reigning with God.
你怎么看不到呢
？How come you can't see that?
为了这个小事啊，吵得半死。
And for the smallest things, you fighting nonstop.
为这种小事情啊，生气不来教会。
Because of the small things, you get upset and refuse to come to church.
你就是没有看清楚你是做王的身份。
And you don't understand clearly the status you have as king.
你就得不到这个福气啦。
And you would not receive this blessing.
所以我们要追求。求啊，要得到这个圣经里面应许的福气。
And so we have to pursue and we have to receive the promise of the blessing in the Bible.
要在第一次的复活上有份。
So we have to take part in the first resurrection.
所以要重视洗礼。
And so we have to see importance of the baptism.
因为洗礼是最重要的关键。
And because it's a critical point in our lives.
信仰当中最重要的关键是洗礼哦。
And this is actually the most important thing in our faith.
不是得圣灵哦。
And it's not receiving Holy Spirit.
也不是看到神迹哦。
It's not witnessing miracles.
哇，看到哇，死人复活很好啊，但是那个会让你得救吗？不会啊。
If you see the dead came alive, would that let you be saved? Would not be.
所以神迹奇事哦是好，但是不会让你得救。
So miracles and wonders is good, but they will not save you.
最重要的关键是洗礼的那一刻。
And the most important part is the moment you receive baptism.
那个叫做信仰的分水岭哦。
And this is the separation of water in your faith.
所以就是使你在头一次的复活上有份。
So you would have the a part of the resurrection, the first resurrection.
好，我们再看第二十二章。
Let's turn to chapter
22. 二十二章
，chapter 22.
使徒行传第二十二章第七节。
Revelation chapter 22 verse 7.
第七节，看啊，我必快来。凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。这里是启示录的第六福。
And this is the sixth blessing of Revelation.
就是遵守书上预言的人是有福的。
And whoever keeps the word of prophecy in this book will be blessed.
那这个为什么会遵守书上的预言呢？
And who are the people that's keeping the words of the prophecy?
你会遵守书上预言，表示你相信嘛？
So if you're keeping the words of prophecy, that means you believe.
你说你要是今天不相信耶稣会再来，
And if you don't believe the second coming of Christ,
那你需要遵守这书上的教导吗？
And why would you need to follow any teachings in this book?
你如果不相信将来有永生，
If you don't believe that there's eternal life,
那你会遵守书上的预言吗？
And why would you follow any prophecy in the Bible?
不会啊，
You would not.
赚钱都来不及了，还管他什么预言？
Making money is more important to me. Forget about prophecy.
所以今天一个基督徒如果不相信将来，
And as a Christian, if you don't believe in the future,
他这个信仰是空洞的，是没有用的。
And his faith would be empty and is useless.
我们来看一下哥林多前书哦。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第十五章啊。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第十九节
Verse 19.
哥林多前书第十五章第十九节
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 19.
这里说我们若靠基督只在今生有盼望啊，就比众人更可怜啊。
If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
所以就说今天你信耶稣信到最后啊，你不相信有未来啊。
And if you believe in Jesus until the end, you don't believe there's a future.
为什么要来聚会？
Why should I come to church?
不知道啊，我从小我妈妈就叫我来啊。
I don't know the reason because my mother constantly tells me to come.
不来还会打人啊。
And if I don't come, she will try to beat me.
所以我就来啦，人家叫我来我就来啦。
And so that's why I come because people told me to.
为什么聚会一辈子让每个人星期日来聚会？
And why is it that I have to come to Sabbath all my life?
不知道啊，每一次啊，大家这里好多朋友啊。一个礼拜才见这么一次啊，刚好嘛，那大家一起聚集啊，跟大家一起见见面啊，聊天的机会啊。
And I don't know why, because I have a lot of friends here, so this it's very difficult for us to get together, so this is a time to chat.
可以认识很多朋友啊。
And I could come to know many friends.
所以你看那个美国总统去的教会啊，人特别多啊。
And you will see that the church that the United States president goes to, they are full of people.
搞不好交个朋友啊。
And they want to make friends.
做个生意啊。
And they want to talk business.
有个关系啊。
And so they have some kind of relationship.
有了做关系户啊，什么都好办嘛，对吧？
And after you have this relationship, connections, anything will be easy.
所以啊，如果说今天一个人来聚会啊，他的目光都是放在世上的事情。
And if a person that comes to church and all he sees is things of the world,
他的目标都是世界上的事情。
And all his goals is things of the world.
这个叫做比众人更可怜啊。
And this is called that he's more pitiful than the people.
信耶稣信了一辈子，不知道在信什么。
And because he believed in Christ all his life, but yet he doesn't understand why.
人生没有更高的盼望。
And he doesn't have any higher hopes.
就像那个黄世明传道最喜欢讲的故事啊。
And just like Pastor C, one of the famous story that likes to talk about by Steve Huang.
你有听过他养鸡的故事啊？
And did you hear about the stories of the chicken?
黄传道很喜欢养鸡啊。
And Pastor Steve Huang loves to raise chickens.
在加州啊，在加州都养鸡哦。
And even when California, he was raising chickens.
现在好像在 New Jersey 又准备开始要养鸡啦。
And he was started to have to raise some chickens in Jersey too.
他说他有时候就常在后面看那个鸡吃东西啊。
And he says often he would just stand there and watch the chicken eat.
先讲啊，不是每个传道都会干这种事情啦。
And I like to state very clearly, not all the pastors like to do that.
他说你看那个鸡啊，整天啊，整天就是低头，嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟，到处这样翻东西吃啊。
And he says that you would see the chicken, he basically have his head lowered, and all day long he would just pick out the food from the ground.
是不是这个样子？
And is that the case?
不知道，你们都没养过鸡哈。
Nobody has raised.
来，养过鸡的举手。
Anybody raised chickens here?
光耀，你有养过鸡呀、
啊、？Wang, you raised chickens before.
我看只有三个人养过鸡呀、啊。
And there are only three people here.
我也养过鸡啊。
And I've actually raised chickens before.
哦，所以你看那个鸡哦，你看它在吃东西哦，整天就是从早到晚就是这样，都盯看着地这样，咚咚咚咚咚这样一直盯。
And you will see that the chicken from morning till nighttime, it just constantly eats food.
然后说我们不注意啊，我们就变得像这个样子啊。
And if we are lacking focus, we will become like this.
两个眼睛就是盯着这个世界啊。
And both of our eyes will be looking at the ground, which is this world.
哦，从早到晚就是在这地上找找东西吃啊。
And from morning till night, we will be looking food from the ground.
啊，都一直低头，所以从来没有看到天上。
And so because our head is lower, we would not see the sky.
哦，这样吃，从来没有想到说有一个更好、更重要的世界的地方。
And all we do is just eating, but we would never think that there's a better place in heaven for us.
哦，所以一个人啊，如果啊信耶稣信到只在今生有盼望啊。
And so if a person who believes in Jesus only to a point that he has hope in this lifetime,
比众人更可怜哦。
And he's more pitiful than the common people.
哦，所以我们信耶稣为了什么？
And so what is the purpose for believing Jesus?
哦，每次祷告内容都是什么？
And what is the content?Of our prayers.
啊，主啊，给我好的身体。
And Lord, please give me a healthy body.
哦，这个没有问题啊，这个好的啊。
And that's okay because this is positive.
啊，主啊，给我一个好的家庭。
And Lord, please give me a good family.
那这个也没有问题哦。
And I think that's okay too.
主啊，让我中乐透。
Lord, please let me hit the lotto.
哇，这个问题就大了哦。
And I think this is a big problem.
哇，让我那个赌马会赢啊。
And please let me win at horse races.
哇，这个问题非常的大啊，这要悔改啊。
This is even a bigger problem.
哦，所以啊，如果说你今天啊跟神的互动关系啊，永远都只有物质上的好处。
And so that if your mutual connection with God only relates to the material.
你跟神求的永远都是世上的地上的事情。
And anything you ask for the Lord is pertaining to the world.
信仰信了一辈子，从来没有看看天上。
And so that you believe in your faith the whole lifetime, but you never bother to pick up your head, look at the heaven.
永生太遥远了。
Eternal life is too far away from
me. 救恩跟我什么关系啊？
Salvation has nothing to do with me.
天上的福气能够拿来吃吗？
And can I eat the blessings that's coming from heaven?
哇，那比众人更可怜哦。
And so this is more pitiful than the multitude.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们啊，那个遵守书上的人、预言的人有福了。
And so this is telling us that whoever follows the prophecy in the book will be blessed.
啊，因为啊，我们看一下第二十二章啊，看完二十二章。
And let's turn to Revelation chapter 22.
他说啊，遵守书上预言的人有福了。
And whoever believes in the blessing in this book will be blessed.
为什么？
Why?
因为主必快来。
And because Lord will be coming.
哦，主耶稣一定会来。
Because the Lord is coming soon.
哦，什么时候来我们不知道。
And when is that we will not know.
但是他说他必快来。
But he has stated that he's coming soon.
哦，所以如果啊，你有这个正确的认知
，so if you have this correct understanding,
哦，你看到主必快来
，and you see that the Lord is coming again,
你相信他要再来
，you believe that he will be coming,
那你的人生态度会很不一样哦
，and your attitude for life will be different.
啊，如果你说主不会来
，if you don't believe that the Lord is coming,
那请拜托拼命赚钱，对，拼命赚钱。
And please make a lot of money.
啊，但是如果你相信主必快来
，and if you do believe that the Lord is coming,
哎，那我的人生时间就要重新调配一下喽。
Then I have to rearrange my time and schedule.
因为主要来哎。
Because the Lord is coming soon.
哦，因为我到时候要面对他哎。
And I have to face him.
哇，那我这个时间要调整一下。
And so I have to adjust my time.
哦，我安息日要去聚会。
I have to come for Sabbath service.
哦，我下班之后晚上要去聚会。
And after work I have to go to evening service.
哇，因为主必快来。
And because the Lord is coming soon.
哦，主快来之后算账啊，要算账啊。
And because when he comes, all things will be calculated.
啊，我们要 settle account， 要跟主耶稣把账算清楚哦。
And all the account will be settled.
哦，那主耶稣就看你啊，在账本交出来。
And he wanted to see the accounting books.
来看看你到底做了什么。
And he wanted to see what you have
done. 哦，主必快来啊。
So the Lord is coming.
我们看哥林多后书的第四章。
And let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书的第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16.
十六节
Verse 16.
所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却心似一天。 第十七节
17.
我们这至战至轻的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。十八节
18.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的乃是永远的。第五章第一节
And chapter 5, verse 1.
我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁，必得神所造不是人所造在天上永存的房屋。那这里告诉我啊，使徒保罗告诉我们啊
And the apostle Paul tells us,
他说我们虽然渐渐的老去
And slowly we're getting old.
哇，开始有那个什么啊，鱼尾纹跑出来了
And we will have the wrinkles on our eyes.
哇，开始啊，好像那个身体越来越衰弱了
And our bodies are getting more frail.
哇，打一个球啊，哇，这上场打篮球三分钟就要下来了
And we play basketball, we will have to step down after 3 minutes.
哎，我二十岁的时候不是这样啊
When I'm 20 years old, it's a different story.
怎么我三十岁就已经变这样子了
How come I am like this after I'm 30.
哎呀，我五十岁的时候，哇，那个连走楼梯啊，脚酸背痛的。
And so when I'm 50 years old, even when I'm climbing the staircase, I'll have a lot of pain.
哦，虽然身体渐渐的老去了。
So slowly our body is deteriorating.
啊，但是不会害怕。
And don't be afraid.
哦，不会害怕，不会上胆。
And we will not lose our courage.
因为外面虽然衰退，但是里面一天新似一天。
And because slowly we're deteriorating on the outside, but we are renewing inside.
那为什么会内心一天新似一天
？And how come our heart is renewing?
哇，因为你是一个有盼望的人。
And because you are somebody that with hope.
哦，你知道你每过一天。
And you know that after going through one day,
你就离你领受福气的那一天更近了。
And you're closer to the day that you're receiving full blessing.
你每过一天。
And after you going through one day,
就离主耶稣迎接你，拥把你抱进怀里的那一天近了。
And you're closer to the time that Jesus will embrace you.
哦，得到恩典的日子近，得到奖赏的日子近了。
And that this is the day that's closer to that you receiving full blessings.
哦，所以内心一天新似一天。
And so our hearts is being renewed on a daily basis.
哦，所以在这里说啊，我们这至战至轻的苦楚。
And so that.Also talked about that whatever that we feel that we understand.
第十七节啊，十七节啊。
For our lights, our eternal
momentary trouble.
For our momentary trouble, achieving far as eternal glory.
哦，那这里说这个苦楚是至战至轻啊，很小啊，没什么了不起的。
And that it says that the momentary trouble, it's very light-weighted.
啊，这个保罗的人生啊，这个叫至战至轻的苦楚吗？
And the life of Paul is that really light momentary trouble.
保罗那个人生是很悲惨的。
And actually, Paul's life is very bitter.
哇，被打、被追啊，被石头丢啊，沉到海里啊，什么遇坐船，船就沉下去了。这个日子是很难过的。
Because he was basically being pursued and being chased and be beaten, being whipped, and he his ship capsized when he was on a boat.
哦，你说有这么悲情？你说人怎么活成这么悲惨啊
？And how come that he really has a sad life?
哦，但是哦，你说保罗讲什么？这叫至战至轻的苦楚啊。
But Paul said that this is a light and momentary troubles.
因为他看到将来那个极重无比的荣耀
，because he is achieving an eternal glory that outweighs them all。
哦，所以你看见那将来的荣耀了吗
？And so did you see the glory in the future yet？
哦，如果你看见了
，if you seen it yet，
那你就不会计较说，哎呀，信耶稣还要去聚会，好麻烦哦。
And you would not be arguing that when I believe in Jesus, I have to come to service。
哦，信耶稣还要被朋友笑，好讨厌哦。
And I believe in Jesus, I have to be laughed。By my friend.
哇，信耶稣好多事情，那个好玩的都不能做啊！哎呀，不喜欢啊。
And once we believe in Jesus, many things I cannot do, I dislike it.
哦，这个叫做啊，这个叫做至战至轻的苦楚。
And this is called a light and momentary trouble.
那所以，当你看到那个将来的荣耀。
And if you see the glory in the future,
那人生这很多一些小这些一些受苦，为了基督受苦啊，就变小事情啦。
So any sufferings that we endure for Christ in this lifetime will be a small thing.
所以我们在这里讲啊，所以我们这里说哦。
And so here is it says.
他说：“看呐，主必快来。”
Says the Lord is coming soon.
哦，主要快来哦。
And the Lord is coming soon.
哦，所以对我们每一个人啊，这都是一个应许。
And so this to every one of us, this is a promise.
同时也是一个吩咐。
And this is a demand.
更是一个警告。
And this is a warning.
主要快来。
The Lord is coming.
你有遵守这书上的预言吗？
Have you been following the prophecy in this book?
你有活出一个基督徒的生命来吗？
Have you been living out the life of a Christian?
你的人生与你得救的恩相配吗？
And your life, is it comparable to the salvation that you receive?
哦，凡遵守这书上预言的，你有福啦。
Whoever follows the prophecy in this book, you will be blessed.
我们看二十二章的第十四节。
Let's turn to 22:4.
使徒行启示录的第二十二章的第十四节。
Revelations chapter 22:4.
十四哈。
Verse 14.
启示录的二十二章的第十四节。
Revelations chapter 22:14.
十四节，那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，可得权柄，能到生命树那里，也能从门进城。
And blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the trees of life, and may go through the gates into the city.
哦，这个是启示录的第七福。
And this is the seventh blessing in Revelation.
哦，在这里告诉我们说啊，我们可以进城呐，这是一个福气哦。
And telling us that we may go through the gates, this is a blessing.
要进哪一个城
？And which city we're entering?
好，我们来看一下第二十。
And let's turn to chapter 21.
好，启示录的第二十一章。
Revelations chapter 21.
第二十二节。
Verse
22. 好，或看第先看十一节好了。
And actually, let's read verse 11 first.
啊，十一节说城中有。第十节啊、
哦。Verse 10, actually.
他说：“我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。”十一节。
Verse 11.
这城中有神的荣耀，城光明，光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像碧玉，如同水晶啊。我们再看第二十二节。
And let's read verse 22.
我未见城内有殿，因主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。二十三节，这城内不用日月光照，因为神的荣光，荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。哦，他这里讲说啊，这是哪一座城？
And so which city is this referring to?
哦，是神从天降下来的圣城耶路撒冷。
And this is the holy city of Jerusalem from heaven.
哦，是有神跟羔羊在其中作为荣耀的圣城。
And this has the presence of God and the lamp as the glory in the temple.
哦，所以这是我们所追求要进去的地方。
And so this is the place that we're pursuing after to
enter. 但是啊，要进去这里有些条件哦。
But there are requirements for entering the city.
啊，这里说啊，那些洗净自己衣服的人有福啦。
And whoever washes their own clothes clean will be blessed.
哦，所以我们刚刚讲过啊，要得到白衣呀。
And so we talked about before we have to receive white garments.
哦，那个启示录有好几件白衣哦。
And the book of Revelations talks about many different types of white garments.
哦 ，Nancy 要做这个功课嘛，对不对
？And I think Nancy is doing this assignment.
哦，所以啊，启示录里面有好几件不一样的白衣。
And book of Revelation talks about different types of white garments.
哦，这个白衣啊，你得到之后，我们刚刚讲说，你得到你要保守。
And it says that once you receive the white garment, you have to be able to keep it.
啊，在这里说啊，不只是要保守哦。
Not only you have to keep it,
还说你要洗净它
and you have to wash it clean.
你要把这个白衣洗干净哦。
You have to wash the garment clean.
哦，所以我们有时候都会听到一些见证哦。
And so sometimes we hear testimonies.
哦，有时候那个有些人啊，在祷告里面会看异象。
And some people during prayer they would see visions.
或者是啊，有的见证里面啊，那个老人家死掉了，结果看到一个异象，死掉就去天国。
And or an elderly person after they passed away, they would see a vision of them entering into heaven.
哇，结果要进那到天国了，他说我要进去啊。
And right when they arrive to the city, they want to enter.
啊，结果天国的门口啊，有天使把守。
And there are angels guarding the gates.
天使说你要进来啊。
And angel says, if you want to come in,
通行证拿来看一下。
Let me see your pass.
你要进来啊。
Do you want to come in?
让我先看一下你的衣服啊。
And let me see your clothes.
啊，结果那通行证拿出来，圣灵啊，我有圣灵哦，来通行证给你看。
And so, I would show you my pass because I have the Holy Spirit. So please see my pass.
哦，一看，哦，你有圣灵啊，你有通行证。
And so the angel says, okay, you have the pass, and then you have the Holy Spirit.
啊，你怎么这个通行证缺一角啊
？And how come this one missing a piece?
啊，那通行证破掉了，不可以。
And then it's you are using an invalid pass.
哦，你说你穿你这个衣白衣有没有干净
？And is your white garments clean?
啊，结果天使看一看啊。
And so the angels will look.
啊，奇怪啊，你这里怎么这么一块黑黑的啊
？And says, how come you have a dark spot here?
哦，你的白衣不干净。
And your white garments is unclean.
不可以进来。
You cannot come in.
哦，有一个老姐妹就是有一个老姐妹就是这样子啊。
And there was a elderly sister was this way.
哦，她那个虽然信耶稣信了很多年啊。
And she believed in Jesus for many years.
聚会也都去哦。
And she attends all the service.
啊，人也不错啦。
And she was a nice person.
啊，嘴巴很坏。
But she has a bad mouth.
心不是，心还不错，心地不错。
But she has a good heart.
但是那个嘴巴哦很刁。
But she has a very nasty mouth.
哦，很喜欢哦。在讲话上面去刺伤别人啊
！And during her conversation with people, she likes to attack people with her words.
说传话啊，话传来传去啊。
And、she's like to gossip too.
但是她也信耶稣信了一辈子，也没有犯罪啊。
But because she believed in Jesus all her life, and she did not commit any sins.
那结果啊，就死掉了。
So after she died,
啊，死掉了，那灵魂就到天国上了，就上天国了。
And so her soul floated up to heaven.
啊，然后就到门口了。
And right in the front gate.
他想说我已经七十几了嘛，也算寿终正寝嘛，七十几啦。
And she says that I'm 70 years old, so I think I lived my life.
哇，我现在要来享受啊，主耶稣基督里的荣耀快乐啦。
And now I'm gonna enjoy the glory and happiness in the Lord.
而且我到门口，他说要进去啊。
And so she wants to enter in the front door.
天使说，你看，脏兮兮的。
And the angel says, look, you have dirty clothes.
不可以进来。
You cannot come in.
哇，她就在门口大哭呢。
And she started crying right in front of the door.
哦，大哭，然后就从天上掉下来啦。
And she was crying and then she fell from the from heaven.
然后就活过来了。
And she came back alive.
那时候已经他们已经准备给她盖白布了，已经死掉好久了。
And
死掉一阵子了。
At the time was pronounced dead and then they were ready to cover her up.
哦，因为在那个什么，在她大哭在天国门口的时候，哈。
And because when she was in front of the heaven gates.
在大哭的时候啊。
And she was crying hysterically.
她说我要进去啊。
She says I wanted to go in.
啊，结果那个是天使就跟她讲啊，你有脏脏的啊。
And the angel says that you have dirty spots on your clothes.
你要常常乱讲话，嘴巴哦，从来一点都不，嘴巴都随便乱讲啊。
And then you constantly talk garbage.
哦。
You constantly talk a lot.
乱讲。哦，那有时候我们会觉得说，哎呀，我就是心直口快嘛。
And、
我们就讲说，我们都给自己找理由。有时候随便乱讲话，然后叫做心直口快。
And sometimes we will find excuses because whatever we think, we would just say it.
啊，其实不是啊，那是没有智慧啊。
And actually, this is lacking wisdom.
你不是随便乱讲话去伤害别人啊。
And you should not hurt other people's when by talking.
哦，所以天使就跟他讲，你乱讲，你常常乱讲话，随便讲话很刻薄啊，对自己的媳妇啊什么，哇，讲话很刻薄哦。
And so that the angel said that you talk foolishly and then you constantly attack other people.
啊，还有你从来没有带人来信耶稣。
And then you never bring anybody to come to believe in Jesus.
啊，这个阿婆说我已经七十几了哎。
And so this grandmother said that I'm 70 years old.
我没有力气带人家去信耶稣啦。
I don't have any strength to bring anybody to church.
啊，不行，我不行啦。
And I can't.
天使没管他，就把他踢下去了。
And the angels,
啊，不是，他就掉下来了，他就回来了。
And the angels don't really care, and so she fell down from the sky.
哦，他就活过来啦。
And so she came back alive.
啊，活过来，人家已经准备在办丧事啦，活过来啦。
And then she came back alive. They were ready to prepare the funerals.
哇，跟他的家人讲，好可怕，天国是真的哎。
And she was telling her family members, it's very scary because heaven is real.
哇，信了一辈子哦，到现在才发觉天国是真的啊。
And she believed in her whole lifetime, and she only realized this now.
我天国是真的，脏衣服进不去。
And she says this really heaven because I'm wearing. If you have dirty clothes, you cannot. You're not allowed to enter.
哦，所以跟她的孩子啊，说这样说，你们要小心啊，要真的那个信耶稣啊，要小心自己的行为啊。
And so she was telling her children, you really have to be careful of your actions.
哦，啊，结果她开始改。
And so she started to change.
哦，求主耶稣哇，给管好她的嘴巴。
And she was asking the Lord to control her mouth.
啊，结果开始反问。
And so she started doing visit. She started visiting other people.
哇，七十几岁的阿婆开始访问哦。
And the 70-year-old grandmother started to doing visits.
叫那个教会的信徒哦，哇，骑脚踏车，他就坐在后面这样带他去访问啊。
And she was telling the members to take her in a bicycle. She was sitting in the back, and they started to visit other people.
去传福音哦。
She started to preach.
哇，真的带了很多人来信耶稣。
And she was able to bring a lot of people to come.
啊，在很多年之后，不多少年，在八十几的时候啊，啊，哎，准备要离世了。
And so about 80 years old, she was ready to be passed away again.
哇，那离世就离得很平安啊。
And she left peacefully this time.
因为白衣常洁净。
And because her white garment. Was constantly clean.
因为工作有果效
and she performed effective work.
啊，所以最终得赐福啊，得恩典啊。
And so from at the end, she was able to gain all the blessings.
那所以我们要常常保持自己白衣的洁净啊。
So we have to constantly maintaining the cleanliness of our garments.
哦，洗净自己衣服的人是有福气的。
Whoever washed their own white garments are the ones that's blessed.
那怎么洗呀？
And how do you wash it?
第七章哦。
And chapter 7.
启示录的第七章。
Revelation chapter 7.
启示录的第七章。
And Revelation chapter 7.
第七章的第十四节。第十三节哦。
Revelation chapter 7 verse 13.
启示录第七章第十四节，十三节。
Revelation chapter 7 verse 13。
长老中有一位问我说：“这些穿白衣的是谁呀？从哪里来的？”十四节。
Verse 14。
我对他说：“我主，你知道。”他就对我说：“这些人是从大患难中出来了，曾用羔羊的血把白衣洗净了。”看第五十五节。
Verse 15。
所以他们在神宝座前昼夜侍奉他。做宝座的要用帐幕庇护他们，他们不再饥，不再渴，日头和炎热必不伤害他们，因为宝座的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命河的泉水，神也要擦去他们一切的眼泪。好，那这里说啊，有一群穿白衣的人来了。
And here talks about there's a group of people that's wearing white garments.
而这一些人呢，都是有受到印记的人。
And these are the people that have received seals on their forehead.
啊，所以那个做印记的哈，李娟哈，这里是一个印记哦啊。
And that Li Jun, this is an area that talks about the seals.
啊，那这里说啊，这些人啊，为什么？他们他说这些人是从哪里来的？
And where are these people coming from?
他说啊，他们是从大患难当中出来的。
And they came from great tribulations.
啊，借着羔羊的血把他们衣服洗净了哦。
And through the blood of the lamb that the robes were washed clean.
啊，所以一个人的白衣要怎么样洗净
？And so how's a person's clothes could be washed clean?
要在大患难中洗净。
And will be washed clean in great tribulations.
啊，所以有时候我们人生当中会遇到一些苦难啊。
So during our life, we will encounter difficulties.
啊，为了信仰的缘故，我们有时候会受到一些逼迫。
For the purpose of our faith, we will face persecutions.
啊，我们有时候会有挣扎要放弃。
And sometimes we might struggle, and we might even think to give up.
啊，我们可能要放弃一些我们可以得到的好处。
And we have to give up, but we have to relinquish us the benefits sometimes we receive.
啊，我们可能呢，会放弃一些我们喜欢的事情或朋友。
And we have to give up some of the things that we like to do and also friends.
那为了信仰的缘故哦。
And because for the purpose of faith.
所以有时候信耶稣要吃苦的，是要吃苦头的。
And sometimes when you believe in Jesus, you have to be able to suffer.
啊，但是这种患难啊，却会使你的白衣常洁净。
But this tribulation will constantly clean your white garment.
病痛的患难使你懂得依靠神。
And tribulation and great sickness will enable you to rely fully on God.
生活的患难逼你紧紧抓住神。
Tribulation and life will force you to hold on to God.
所以啊，患难是使人成长的一个方式。
And so tribulation is something that will let a man grow.
让我们看一下彼得前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书的第四章。
First Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章的第一节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 1.
第四章第一节。
First Peter chapter 4 verse 1.
基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智当作兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了。而这里说，主耶稣给我们留下一个榜样。
And so here Jesus set an example for us.
就是受患难的榜样。
And example of suffering.
耶稣受患难，所以他能够克服罪恶。
Because Christ had suffered, so he was able to overcome tribulations.
我们今天要受患难，使我们的白衣常洁净。
And so we have to endure tribulation in order for our garments to be clean.
所以我们今天如果生活当中遇到一些苦难，
so if we encounter difficulties in our life,
或者是为了信仰的缘故，我们被人家所逼迫了，
and maybe for the purpose of our faith, we are being persecuted by others.
我们要能够有那个承受苦难的心智。
And we have to have a heart that's able to sustain all the difficulties.
因为借着大患难可以使我们的白衣得到洁净。
And through great tribulations, this way our white garments can be
cleansed. 有权柄可以到生命树那里。
And the authority, we have authority that could reach until the tree of life.
就是在患难当中从神那里重新得到力量。
And so in great tribulations, we will regain strength from the Lord.
也能从门进城。
And we will be able to entering through the gates.
就是借着大患难使你得救有把握。永生有盼望。
And through great tribulations, you have complete confidence in your salvation and you being saved.
在世虽然有患难。
And although you have tribulations in this world,
但是在主里面有平安。
But you will have peace in the Lord.
跟对将来的永生有把握。
And you have complete confidence in the eternal life.
因为患难使你的白衣常洁净。
And because difficulties will let your white garments be constantly clean.
使我们都能够丰丰富富的进神国。
So that we could greatly and we can receive, we could be able to enter into kingdom of God.
所以这个是启示录的七福。
And so this is the seven blessing of Revelation.
是一个主题。
And this is one of the main topics.
有机会我们可以请那个做功课的人来分享其他的题目。
And so we have time, we could let those people that was doing the assignment to share.
好，我们来一起唱诗。
Sing him.
108首。
108. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. To take him at his word, just go rest upon his promise. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved in o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, to trust his cleansing blood, and in simple faith to plunge beneath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Trust.
trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to sin, just from Jesus simply thanking, life and rest and joy then be. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust it, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Him, precious Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
请坐。
Please sit.
我们要来做聚会结束的祷告。
And we are now going to make the final concluding prayer.
我们感谢主耶稣带领我们今天安息日的聚会。
And let's thank the Lord to guide our Sabbath day service.
使我们记得听到以及祷告能够重新得力。
And through listening to the sermons and praying, we could once again regain faith.
使我们能够在这个忙碌的人生当中啊，能够喘口气，休息一下。
And in this very tiring and busy life, that we could stop and take a breath.
能够再一次的在人生的旅程当中，重新校正自己要去的方向。
And once again, we could correct the direction in our journey way of life.
我们在祷告当中继续为纽约皇后教会的一切圣工来代祷。
And in our prayer, please remember all the holy work in Queen's Church.
除了我们在这里呀，除了我们在这边为自己的生活努力以外。
And not only we're working hard for our life.
神把我们带到这里来呀，使我们今天人在这里呀，还有一个目的呀。
And God actually bring us here. There's another purpose to it.
就是要借着你在这个地方荣耀他的名。
And it's through you to glorify His name here.
所以我们求主耶稣能够带领我们带领教会的接圣工。
And let's ask Lord Jesus Christ to guide us and also to guide the holy work in Queens.
在祷告当中也特别为陈伯母代祷。
And let's also remember to pray for Sister Chan.
陈伯母的状况现在又比较好了。
And she has improved a bit.
我们求主耶稣继续看顾带领她。
And let's ask the Lord to have mercy and continue to guide her.
我们也帮Justin 小那个秀慧的儿子那个 Justin 帮他祷告。
And let's pray for the son of Sister 秀慧。
我相信我们很多人都知道这个孩子，都认识他。
And I'm pretty sure many of us know him.
所以我们在祷告当中要用同样的心境，要同理心，好像是我们自己的孩子，是我们的自己的弟弟，这样子帮他祷告。
And when we pray, we really have to pray in one accord. We have to treat her like our own brother or son.
我们求主耶稣能够看顾。
And let's ask the Lord for mercy.
我们一起重新跪下祷告。
And let's all kneel down.